Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
She lofted one up to me and I fucking hit it so hard back and it hit her right in the boobs. And I will never fucking forget that. And I was just like, the face she made, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back outside. Like, that was just the last time I played actual tennis.
Welcome to Burning Hell.
Oh boy. We have an Italian stallion from the Midwest on the pod today. I'm so excited to have him on. This creepy motherfucker DM'd me on Twitter like a Kenyan king. I don't know what he was doing. And I answered, so who's weirder? We did full business in Twitter DMs. I spent the weekend with him in Indianapolis, and he is now here in hell. Ben Polizzi, what the fuck is up?
What's happening? I'm chilling in this weird room, but we're here. We did it. 20 minutes later, we're on. Popping.
So I fell in love with Indiana this last weekend with you guys.
Are you serious? You're the first person that's ever said that. I
we
live
just,
here.
It was
I'm
such
like,
a
I don't
simple
really
life.
Was
woke up. That? Yeah, like Sarah, who was on the show with us. At Sarah Pop-Tarts, follow her. We went and got brunch. There was like no one at the bar, no wait. Ben right. was serving us drinks. He didn't do a good job,
barely.
But it was the thought that counted. Yeah. It was nice. But you were so fucking funny, Ben. Like, I followed you on TikTok. That's how I know you're funny.
Thanks.
Because I have good taste.
Yeah.
And you've blown the fuck up on TikTok. Your stand-up is getting incredible momentum. Your Instagram was also gaining momentum because I've been
Thanks.
Tagging you in things.
Yeah, no
so-
shit. That's the only reason. Every time you tag me, I'm like, that's 200 followers. Thank you, Hannah.
But
you
have the best.
All of it.
I know. I'm going to Venmo you later. But you have the best laugh. You have the goofiest, silliest sense of humor. I feel like we're kindred spirits. But I'm about to like get a little deeper because we just had a light fun weekend, you know?
Yeah. Nothing crazy. It was surface like, level. Yeah.
I want to make you cry.
Let's do it. I know you can. I know you have.
So I just want to say, in seventh grade, you and your cousins made SNL style skits every day in the summer, which is adorable. And after making your family laugh, who doesn't think anything is funny? You knew you
right.
wanted to do it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What does that mean that your parents, your family doesn't, they're hard to laugh?
You know, yeah. Does your like family, do they laugh at shit you say? Like when you're obviously funny. I mean like officially funny, but like, does your family laugh at you? My family is just like, Jesus Christ.
So how do you know you're funny if the people who love you the most can't even give you a mercy laugh?
Well, I mean, they will like, funny they'll laugh, but like growing up it was just like shit, you know, I had to work for it, and I think that's what mm-hmm. made me want to be funny today, you know. It was just like, damn, I cannot make my dad laugh for shit. And the first time I got him, I was like, all right, there it is, this is what I want to do. It was like rare, and I was like, all right, I've never seen him like that happy in my life, honestly. So it was just one of those
you're
things.
Like, I think my dad loves me.
Yeah, he's like, don't go too far, all right.
It's a like, it's a strong
yeah.
like
yeah.
But I feel like we're similar because we were goofy as children and then we got like really good looks and athletic abilities and we were like, oh, maybe we should like
we
lean
can do
into
anything
this
we want. Yeah,
yeah. But then now we're back being sad clowns on stage trying to
yeah.
get strangers to like us. How did you get there?
How did I get on stage?
Yeah, like how are you now doing stand-up versus you were doing sports, you were doing sports broadcasting?
Right.
Those are respectable careers.
Yeah. All right. So early in my life, we made these videos and stuff just when I was with my cousins and it was fun. Yeah, I liked making people laugh. It was just a good time. And then I got into athletics just like you. And like, you know, so much goes in. It's like having a job, basically, when you're in college. Like, you have no time to do anything, especially with schoolwork and shit like that. So I kind of lost sight of all that. And it was just like, you know, I still was on Twitter and all those kinds of things, but I couldn't really put time into like that part of my life. So I was just concentrating on football. Then I got like in the corporate world a little bit. And I was like, I can't do this shit. I hate this shit. Like when I was working at my desk, I was just listening to like funny personalities and comedians and podcasts. And I was like, that's what I want to do. So I thought about that and I started doing some broadcasting stuff, some radio stuff. And then I met my friend Joey Molinaro, who works for Barstool. He's in the same radio station as me. And we're just like, man, we're both here just like slaving away. Why don't we like, I don't know, make some funny content. So we just started making videos. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to do stand up. And like, while I'm like doing these funny like videos and stuff like that, like, why don't I just try to get on stage? Got on stage and then just kept going with it. And that's how I met you.
Wow, that was great. We got all the logistics out of the way, which is really good. But I want to know, when someone meets you, it's like you seem very confident, you're funny, you're good looking. What do you hate about yourself?
What do I hate? Dude, I get nervous. Like, I get nervous. I think I get the most nervous of all time. Like, nobody gets more nervous than me. Like,
but it's funny because you were like a collegiate athlete. That was a lot of pressure and nerves you had to handle.
No, I was like that for you. Yeah, because you're playing tennis. That's one-on-one. I'm on a team of 95 bros. Like, that's not too... Like, I'm not just solo.
You could be
there,
like picking your nose while someone's getting a touchdown. And you're like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, I got a squad of fuckboys with me. It's nothing.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, man. I get nervous. What I hate about myself? Oh, probably my
voice.
No,
but that's funny. Oh, this is good. We're going to unravel you. Okay, so we were in the green room, and the crowd was small one night. And I remember you laying on the floor, and we didn't know each other that well, but I was like, why is this motherfucker laying on the floor? And then you were like, I'm going to throw up. And I was like, why are you going to throw up? And you just kept going, I'm going to throw up. And then I was like, good luck. And then I realized it was because you were so nervous.
Dude, I'm nervous. Oh,
man, I was like, was the mushroom sandwich like not that good? Like, what?
No, dude. It was just going out there. I don't know. It's hard to do it in front of like six people sometimes, you know? Not that there
do your
six
nerves
people,
go but... away when you're on stage?
Maybe like when I tell they're into it, then I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing this. But before, it's like, who knows? You know? So that's where I get nervous. Like, I haven't done it. I've done it a million times. But I'll get nervous every single time. And I don't like my voice.
What's wrong with your voice?
You ever just hear yourself and you're like, what the fuck? Like that. I think I sound like I just woke up all the time.
Well, it's funny because when I first met you, I felt like your voice was like more Southern than I thought. But then I realized Indianapolis is Southern. Like, you guys are like the South.
No, it's not. It's right by Michigan. Michigan's north as shit.
What's underneath Indianapolis? What state?
Kentucky. Pretty south. It's kind of south. It's getting south.
I was joking all weekend that you sound like this assistant football coach. Didn't know you're involved in football. I just can tell these things. But you have a little drawl, but you have the best laugh. Like, I would rather not like my voice, but have the most epic laugh than have a laugh that like ruins conversations, because people have those kind of laughs, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Sometimes I think that gets kind of annoying too. Like, I did a podcast one time, like a solo podcast, and I just kept laughing throughout the whole thing. And one of the reviews under the podcast was like, if this guy didn't laugh like a creepy clown every 5 seconds, I might be able to listen. And I was like, okay,
this is the problem with the trolls anymore. They know exactly what your deepest insecurities are, and they will find them. But the same reason that guy hates you is why people probably love listening to you, because they love creepy clown noises. Also, you said you were bad at talking to girls.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Do you get nervous?
I don't really have a plan of attack when I go in to talk to girls. You know what I mean? Some guys have like
I feel like having a plan of attack is creepy.
But those guys know the game. You know, like, they've studied it, they've read up on it, they know what works, what doesn't work. Like, I didn't do any of the research. I'm just like, I go up there, I'm just, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of an I don't know game plan. I'm like, so what's up?
And then the guys are like, and in 3, 2, 1, touch your elbow. Yes. And
yeah, now she's feeling connected. Back. That always works.
That's your lower back check. Yeah. It's funny because you look so confident on stage. Like, you have the balls to talk in front of all these people. But so girls probably think that you're very confident with talking. Do you think your online and your stand-up persona is different than you in real life?
Yeah, I think so. Because stand-up, you know, you've ran through those bits. Like, it's kind of... But in real life, when it's live, like, I can go like 6 words without messing up a word. You know what I mean? I can't go past like 9 words without being like, you know what I'm doing? Thinking? What? Like, you know, it's just, I'll fuck up a word. Every 9th word I say,
I'll stutter every now and then. Your lips are like ahead of your teeth and you're just like, blah, blah, blah.
Or like halfway between a word, I'm like, I wonder if I should use that other word. That would have been good. And then I'll try to switch it at the last minute and I'll say 2 words at once.
You start using essentially and you've never said that word before.
And sometimes it works. I'm like, damn, that worked out well. And sometimes it's like, fuck, man. Can we restart?
I think I'm bad because I'll say something like super inappropriate. Like when I'm nervous, I'll try to make someone laugh and then I'll say something inappropriate, like jokey. But it's almost good because you weed out the guys without a sense of humor or the guys that are like, that was fucking too much. And I'm like, it was too much.
It gets a little too dark too quick and you're like, oh, that's my real personality. Whoops.
Exactly. But you're on the football team, so like you could get away with like being dumb. Like girls weren't talking to you for you to like give them a thesis on the history of anything.
Yeah, they knew what was going on.
But I think to be funny, like you have to be smart, even though you look like you punch walls every night as enjoyment. Like I think you're smart.
It's a shock factor, you know. People see me on stage and they're like, holy shit, backwards hat. .com on stage right now, and then I might say something that's like, okay, all right, I get it. So that's I try to work on being relatable, stuff like that. But yeah, you're right,
you're like, I'm trying to have be understood by normal people and think like normal people. So also I want to know, with your nerves and stuff, do you have anxiety
all the time, every second? I didn't really know what anxiety was, honestly. I knew, I kind of, people talked about it and I was like, I don't think I know what it is until I started working at a restaurant. Then it hit me. Stand up, not so much. I get it. Like, I knew it was going to be stressful, whatever, but I didn't feel real anxiety until I worked at a restaurant. That's a different fucking animal. And it's not because of like, you know, a rude table or like impatient people. Like I felt anxiety when I had to change the channel on TV in front of a full restaurant. Like that shit.
Like you just forget how your thumb works. You're like, what? How does this joint even move?
It happened the other day and I was like, I haven't watched TV at my house in like 10 years. Like what makes you think I know how to fucking turn on this TV that I've never seen
also,
in my life?
TVs are fucking complicated. Why do they need 2 remotes? Like, we couldn't
like
figure
7
out.
Yeah. And, like I don't know any channels. Like, hey, turn the Colts game on. I'm like, bro, what channel is that? 13 fucking, there's like 13.248 repeating. I'm like, it's just, it's a mess. It happened the other day, and I was like, I haven't felt this kind of fucking pain in a long time.
And you're on the internet a lot, and the internet has probably brought you a lot of joy, because you could share your art, but does the internet ever add to your anxiety?
Yeah that's like pretty much all of it, because like you gotta post, you gotta all the time, you gotta be on it all the time, you gotta be doing your thing. I remember like one day Instagram shut down for like half the day and I was like, thank fucking god, like I can just breathe for a second. Like it was good, but at the same time, like the internet pushes you to be a lot better, because you got to force yourself to put shit out there and do things you're uncomfortable doing and shit like that.
Have you gotten happier since getting 700,000 TikTok followers?
Yeah, I mean, it's like good, but I think I should probably be doing more on TikTok. Like on like it was like my it was like on Christmas, my mom called me and she was like, "Hey, you should be working harder on TikTok." Like my mom said that. I was like, "Mom, fuck off. Like, you don't know." But then I was like, "Damn, my own mom said that? Yeah, I should probably try a little
But it
harder.
Means she so, sees like, potential in you.
Right, right. That's good. That's good. But yeah, like TikTok's fun and it's I did grow a lot on there, but I'm like, "Damn, my mom even thinks I'm like slacking."
Are you critical of your videos though? Like, do you are you a perfectionist with them or do you feel pretty loose with them all?
No, I wish I could be. I wish I could be like you with posting videos on the internet. You don't give a shit and they're all so much. You don't give a shit, dude. Like, you'll post anything anytime. We were doing that pass the phone challenge or our hand the phone challenge. And I was like, "Damn, I don't know if that was that great." You're like, "I just posted it." I was like, But I like every time, like I've been thinking about the way you post videos for the last week. And I'm like, "Damn, Hannah would probably post that right now." So I'm going to too. Like, you're an inspiration. I was like, "She doesn't give a shit."
That makes me so happy because I give so many shits about so many things, but then I'll have a weird some things I like take huge risks with, and then normal things other people would be like, "Just get a haircut." I'd be like, "I can't do it."
No. Yeah, the little thing. Yeah, but TikTok, you could. You're just like.
Well, my strategy with TikTok has been just like blurry post everything and see what hits. But I'll see you like you'll post funny shit on Instagram. And I'll be like, he should just post on TikTok. Like, just feed the algorithm. Give it what it wants. See what happens. Because what? You post an unfunny video, you think everyone's going to unfollow you? No, they probably like you at that point anyway. And they're... Yeah. To me, it's kind of like, look, I'm trying. I'm out here in the streets trying my best.
Out here in the streets. Every time you post one of those videos about not knowing how to spell words, I watch those probably 7 times each one. Like, how does she know?
This is when I'm writing them, I'm like, "Oh, I hope I write this word right."
Yeah, you should just misspell every single one.
I'm also, like, trying to do TikTok in a way that, like, my Gen Z friends are like, "Yeah, Hannah's legit." But then also still being like, "Millennials, I'm okay. Like, they haven't trapped me. Like, I'm still here." Like, I'm trying to take trends, but also I just want to be like, "It's coffee." You have a really good... I love when you make fun of girls. I think it's great. I think you hit the nail on the head. Because so many guys do it, but yours is uniquely funny. Is there a girl in mind when you're acting like you're like girls in the fall or the spring?
Shit. Kind of just basic bitches in general. Yeah, you want a full name? Girls in the fall. That was the first video I did that like actually kind of went... like got good numbers. I don't know what I think I just it came from a tweet and the girl that tweeted it was just so like fucking I can do this but there's nobody really in general that I'm thinking about for stand-up though. There is an ex-girlfriend that was just like that I talk about a lot and that comes from her like a lot of things.
Does she know you talk about her?
I don't even know. I think she stays away. Like, like she would just pronounce a lot of words wrong and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
In my head, I'd just be like, "What the fuck?" And it just drove me insane.
I do like that bit. You talk about someone could be so attractive, but they say something weird and you just lose all attraction to them.
I was like, "You know what? Never mind. I can't do it anymore.
I also want to know... Because we covered anxiety. What about the other half? Depression. Where are you at with that?
Where am I at with depression? I try not to think about that too much. Because, like, I've been... like, you ever have some, like, weird, dark thoughts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah, you're like, "Mm-hmm, right now."
Right now.
I try not to go there with depression. I'm like, "Ah, don't do it." Because I'll, like... I don't know. I just have a thing that... Like, you ever have a weird dark thought and you just, like, do you watch Saw movies at all? Like, you know about that? Horror movies?
Yeah.
This is so fried, but, like, Like, I just kind of, I just, when I have a weird thought, I'm just like, that little saw guy on his tricycle is going to come right around the corner. Because, you know, he punishes people in the movies for, like, having, like, bad, like, not respecting life thoughts. And I'm like, I just got to stay away from all that shit.
That's fucking like, genius, Ben. That's genius. In the spiritual world, they're like, you're going to get thoughts and you just don't want to attach on to them and give them energy. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that means, give them energy. But it's true. Like, you can't stop the thought from coming in, but you can stop how you react to it. But in my anxiety head, I'm like, okay, this came for a reason. We need to think of every possible situation that could go wrong with this thought.
No, don't even start.
You, 2 hours are ruined. Right. And then, like, something will happen, like, you get a phone call from a friend and you forget about it, and you're like, oh, that was made up.
You gotta let your ADHD do it.
Yeah. Or just have an envision, like, fuck these energies, bullshit, chakra shit. Like, envision that little saw dude.
Yeah, coming around the corner, and you're like, neck. My life's fucked. Yeah.
Like, Final Destination shit.
Exactly. So that's how I block it out.
I love how Saw has created such a big influence in your life.
It really has. You talked about that video, the Saw Millennial video. Holy shit. I did that in this building, actually.
You have this incredible Saw video where he's like, if millennials were in Saw, and he's fucking around, they're like, you have to write a check. And he's like, bro, I don't know how to write a check. I'm butchering it. You guys should watch it. But it ends with, I'm going to release all your TikTok drafts. And you're like, no!
Exactly.
What are your TikTok drafts like? I want to know.
Oh, my God. I probably have... Damn, I could look at it right now, but something will happen and my phone will like break. But it's like, I probably have maybe 200 TikTok drafts of just me trying to do different trends and me like, like halfway ideas that I'm like checking out if it would work on the shit. Like if those all got released, like, I don't know. You're right. People might unfollow me for that shit. You're like, no one's going to unfollow you if you post bad content. I post on my Twitter or all my TikTok drafts. Like, bye-bye.
People start reporting it. It's funny because when you were telling that story, I'm like, there are so many videos that should have just stayed as drafts that I was like, fuck it. But that's the problem with TikTok. Like, yesterday I was doing my makeup on the floor, and I know it's like a thing where girls are like, doing your makeup on the floor is fun.
Floor.
So I just was like, doing on your makeup is amazing on the floor. That's a shit video, but it gets like 25,000 likes. I just know what stupid shit TikTok is gonna attach to. People are like, fuck this Burning in Hell podcast. It just turns into Hannah complaining about TikTok. But you know what? This shit is relevant.
That's life. TikTok is life. You can learn some shit from TikTok. People that aren't on TikTok, I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, the TikTok algorithm knows you more than your best friend. And like, something happened to me with like a friend, actually not my best friend, and I was like researching like toxic relationships, and then some girl pops up the next day and they're like, are you worried that you're in an abusive friendship? I'm like, bitch, how'd you find me?
Exactly. And then like TikTok,
but then it's the next
everything.
Day you're over it, TikTok's still talking about your abusive friend. I'm like, nah, we made up, like, we're good. TikTok
listen to me. Yeah, but yeah, so your feed is probably, your For You page is like toxic TikTok right now.
It depends on my mood. Like, you know, I'm doing well. My TikTok is like fun shit. But when you woke up and it's like, are you finding life meaningless? I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. What's your TikTok look like? What's your For You page look like?
My For You page is like, oh, since I just did TikTok with that Justin Bieber song. Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber song and that Kid Laroi song. So it's just all of that shit, which is kind of, damn, I can't even fucking.
I'm like, what's straight boy TikTok look like?
Straight boy TikTok is boring. I mean, at the beginning, it's a lot of girls dancing and shit, but I'm like, I cannot have this on my phone. So I started like trying to, you know, there's an option that's like, don't show me any more of this content. Every time I was like, dude, like if somebody sees me watching this, fuck. That's kind of straight boy TikTok. It's a lot of bros on my shit. It's a lot of like lifting.
Speaking of lifting, I want to know, you love working out. How do you think that affects your mental health, and how do you get yourself to work out every day? And not just being like a Guido, like, what is it for real?
I kind of was freaking out because I didn't work out before this podcast. Like, that was on my mind this morning. I was like, I need to work out before Hannah's podcast or I'm going to be fucking all upset and weird. Like, that's like, that's like my,
it's like your Snickers bar.
Exactly. Like, if I'm feeling weird, all I got to do is work out and I'm good to go. But I haven't worked out yet, so I'm feeling kind of weird.
You're like jittery, your ADD's going. It is something that, like, I think people underestimate how much just like moving your body can help. But the problem is when you're depressed, you don't want to move your body. But like,
at all.
If you went to a psychic, what would you want to know about your future?
If I went to a psychic, I would be like, holy shit. Dude, I'm so terrified of psychics. Like, I don't even go near them because I don't want to know. Like, imagine if they really told you the truth. Like, hey, bro, it's not going to happen. You'd be like, ah! Like, where do you go from there?
So that's you think about your career first.
Hell yeah.
What do you want? What are you manifesting?
I would like to be great at stand-up, and then maybe if that takes me into, like, acting, that would be awesome, too.
Yeah, I could see you acting.
That's just kind of a plan that's, you know, got some work to do. So they'd be like, Ben, so if the psychic was like, Ben, you're not going to be the next Iron Man, I'd be like, no! Like that. And then I see the little saw guy around the corner and I'm like, fuck, here we go.
The psychic is just your mom being like, if you don't work hard for a second, you're going to suck at life. It's your mom. Okay. Also, I have to talk about this story because I did some research into you. You don't have a lot of shit online, I'm not going to lie. You have some like old photos, but I listened to one of your episodes about your surgery with your hair grafting.
You heard that? I'm not gonna lie.
I listened to the first like 15 minutes. I was dying laughing. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
You,
we can talk about.
Were you balding?
Yeah, I was getting pretty thin. It wasn't like I feel super like it's noticeable. Every guy,
yeah, like I don't see any photo where I thought you were even really thinning.
But it was like getting.
You think you were being a little paranoid? There.
I was super paranoid.
You were getting ahead of it.
I was trying to get ahead of it, but like it, like, you know, hair's falling in the sink. Like, you know, I'm trying to be like cool. I can't be bald and cool. You know
what I mean? I feel like cool, guys, man, in their mid-20s are so like, that is their saw. They're like, you're gonna lose your hair. Like, I would date dudes and they would pull their hair back and they'd be like, am I losing my hair? And I'm like, if you keep pulling it back like that, yeah.
What do you, if okay, you're about to see this guy and mm-hmm. Well, this is before you're engaged, and he, like, you're like into it, whatever, and you notice his hair is like super thinning. Are you like, ah, or are you like, fuck it, who cares?
Well, I'm pretty shallow. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a shallow bitch. Yeah. Is he tall? No, I'm just kidding. So I think it's how you own it. Like, it's how you wear it.
Right.
Like, if you could tell he's super, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like any guy would. I mean, my dad's hair has been thinning for, like, the last 20 years, and he won't. He's like, should I just shave it? And I'm like, Dad, like, you, like, just, he, anyway. I get it. It's frustrating. But I think,
it's bad.
So you were saying, like, you didn't even, like, talk to your parents about it, really? Like, you just decided to do it?
No, I just kind of did it. I was like, yo, I like, went into a consultation thing. It was free. I was just like, what's up? What do you guys think? And they took pictures of the top of my head, like, just normal-ass pictures on an iPhone. And I looked at it, and I was like, I'm doing this. It wasn't, like, some picture they tweaked. I just saw the top of my head, and it looked like a fucking lawnmower went through it. And I was like, all right, what? And there's, like, you know, it was, like, kind of expensive, but you can, like, it's manageable. You can, like, do payment plans and shit. And I was like, if I can do it, I'm doing it. And my family was like, all right. Like, honestly, my dad didn't even really have any idea what I was getting into. I was like, Dad, I need a ride.
You said your dad was like, when's your flight?
Yeah. I was like, Dad, I need a ride to the fucking procedure place. And he was like, wait, what are we doing? Like, he literally thought I was just going out of town for a week. I was like, okay. Because I never, growing up, I never told my parents shit just because, like, they had other things to do. And I was just like, all right, okay.
Such a dude. You're the one that mom's like, I haven't heard from Ben in 4 months, but, like, I think he's doing well.
Exactly. Whatever.
His last TikTok was pretty good. I mean, he should work harder on them, but they're pretty good. So you got it done. And it,
we're
like,
a year
worked.
Out. We're a year in. Yeah, I think it worked.
It looks great.
Thank you. Are you just saying that? See, now I'm self-conscious again. I'm like, should I get another one?
No, like, because I thought it was a joke. And then I, like, the episode popped up and I was like, what is this? But that's scary, like, to go under for, like, something that you don't, like, really need. Like, did you ever think, like, what if I die in this surgery and that's how people remember me?
I was kind of just like, fuck it. Yeah. Let's just do it. And it happened. Like, they had to put me under. And every time I go under, like, and they knock me out for a surgery or something, I always something happens and I wake up. And this time it happened. Like, it actually happened. It was halfway through the procedure. And I fucking just start getting up after I should be, like, knocked out. And they're like, whoa, whoa, where are you going? And I was like, I thought my alarm went off. Like, that's my anxiety. That's how much anxiety I have. I can't even get a fucking
hair transplant. I missed class. I have a dream every fucking night. But, you did something so hilarious. You said you recorded a surgery once. You went under, you put voice memo on like a stand-up set and put it in your pocket and then listened to it afterwards. Were you like nervous to listen to it afterwards?
No. Yeah, I was. But that's the moment where I figured out that I hate my voice. Because I was like, you know when you just wake up? I was like kind of on drugs and I was like, I was just saying shit and I could like hear them banging shit in my arm and like talking and like kind of laughing. I was like, what are they laughing about? Like I just
they're like that kid's voice is hilarious.
Right. They were just talking about like normal procedure shit, but it really hit me after everything happened and I woke up and I was like talking to the nurse and she was like, do you need a drink or anything? I'd be like, I was like, Gatorade would be cool. I was like, I hate my fucking voice. Like just it was just so like tired and weird and I was just, dude, I sound like such a bro when I'm like listen to it, and now that's all I hear every time I talk.
Yo, you need the saw man to come through because that's all in your head. Please. I got my appendix out and I don't know what happened when I was under, but the surgeons were shook when I woke up.
What did you do?
They said I tried to escape, and then knowing me, I know I fucking hit on all the doctors, like, because one of them was hot, and I just know, and you know I wasn't like, hey, like, you know I said some, like, aggressive,
some
stupid
real
shit.
Yeah.
Like, the guys looked like they needed to be in therapy, a deep therapy session after whatever happened with me, but they would never tell you what really happened, because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, and I don't think they can tell you, right? Isn't it, like, under contract that they can't share anything, like you said?
Well, it's just weird to, like, be unconscious but talking and then suddenly gain conscious and be talking. Basically everyone treated me weird after that. Like they were cool with me when I went in and afterwards they were like, don't make eye contact with her. And I was like,
what
damn.
What did I say?
I was like, I have bigger issues. Like my stomach's ripped apart. I don't need to be worried if you guys are mad at me.
As you make fun of the hot doctor the whole entire surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what my sick mind was doing? Okay, Ben, you're doing amazing. How are you feeling? Just check up.
Like right now, I'm good.
Good. I love how I said your name and you were like, hey, who are you? Where are we?
No, it reminded me anytime anyone says my name, I have full attention. I just never expect it. Yeah, it's nice.
Did your parents not call you by your name growing up?
They were just like,
kid.
Hey, kid, get over here. No, they... They gave me Benny every once in a while, and that's nice. But when I hear somebody say Ben, I'm like, oh, shit. What's up? What'd I do?
Well, your name is Benedict. And it's funny because when I first got picked up to go to the comedy club, I realized your name is Benedict. And I was like, he definitely doesn't go by Benedict. And for some reason, I was like, so Benny's going to be there? I called you Benny.
You said that?
Yeah. And the guy was like, oh, yeah,
shit.
Ben. I just assumed you went by Benny for some reason. Then the guy was like, oh, yeah, Ben. And I was like, duh, it's Ben. Stupid. Stupid. But like, maybe he thinks that's like what I call you. We're going to have a final game, Benny.
All right, let's do it.
And it's called the 7 Deadly Sins. So it's about to get a little darker, okay?
All right.
7 Deadly Sins.
What are you greedy about?
Fuck, man. I didn't know this. You were my psychic. Like, fuck. What am I greedy about? I'm greedy about probably attention. I'm big. I'm annoying as fuck when it comes to attention and stuff like that. I'm annoying as fuck in general, but like, you know, when you're doing something and maybe you're at like a party or something or a group event and somebody's just taking all the funny out of the room and you're just like, God damn. I'm like, give me some of that. And I'll try to get one in there too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm greedy with shit like that. I hate that shit. I'm like, come on, let us be funny too.
Well, I find being a comedian, there's a lot of comics. Once they walk in a room, like, they take all the air and you just have to, don't compete. Just be like, this is they're doing it.
Yeah. Or you gotta leave. I feel that.
Or you have to leave.
I leave all the time.
But I'm proud of you that you decided, I want attention. That's what makes me happy. And I'm gonna, like, I feel like the hardest part of being a comedian or an actor is admitting you want to be a comedian or actor, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's part of it. Like, yeah, I'm a little attention whore pretty much. So let's buy my tickets. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Who are you envious of besides me on TikTok?
Seriously. Honestly, people that don't give a fuck. Like you, honestly, you. I care way too much. I can't wait.
Ben, I care so much.
No, you don't. You don't give a fuck, and it's good. That's why everybody loves you, because you don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck at times, but sometimes I don't. I care way too much. I'm literally envious of you. Fuck you.
This is what I'm gonna say to that. I equally give a fuck, but I'll never let it stop me from like doing something.
Yeah. Like,
but
what?
That's like a masochistic thing. No, like if I'm like, oh, like people might not like this, or like this joke might be stupid, like I'm still gonna do it and deal with it after.
Yeah, to see how it goes. No, yeah. So you're still doing like, you're not letting that stop you. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'll like still hate myself after, but I'm not gonna not
that's
try something because I'm scared. What are you gluttonous about? So this is not greedy. This is more like, what do you overindulge in?
Dude,
it could be like physical things or.
I overindulge. Probably when we get past like 11 p.m. any night of the week, I'm eating everything in sight. Like I will eat. I'll eat the worst shit and it'll fuck me up the whole next day. Like, and I know it. I'm sabotaging myself the whole entire next morning.
I feel like you're such a funny girl on TikTok because, like, you would be the funniest girl in real life, like, if you were a girl, because you called yourself fat this last weekend, and you have, like, shredded abs, and I was like, this motherfucker is crazy. You were like, bro, I thought I was fat this morning. I was like, who? First of all, you wake up in the morning, you know you're your thinnest.
Yeah. You look, but that if you're not, like, it's legit. You know what I mean?
Would you get lipo, like, if you got fat?
Morning skinny, yeah, just like my hair. I would do it the next fucking day. I'd wake up during that surgery too.
So you're mean to yourself if you eat something bad?
Oh, I'm bad. Yeah, I'll go to sleep right after and try to forget about it. That's why I do it so late at night. I'm a little bitch like that. I'm like, oh, God, I just ate 8 cookies. Then I'll go to sleep and wake up and be like, why do I feel like shit every night?
So I have this friend. Her name's Emma Willman. Very funny comic who has this terrible habit, or she had. I don't know if she's still doing it, where she would sleepwalk snack. So she'd wake up with like peanut butter in her bed and be like, what the fuck happened last night? I'm like, that's my biggest nightmare. Like, as a control freak, to like middle of the night be like, let's fuck my own shit up.
Have you ever sleptwalk?
No.
Sleepwalk and eat. How do you not wake up during that? Like, you don't wake up.
No idea.
That's
fucked up shit. She said, so what she started to do is tie herself to the bed, like in a non-sexual way. So she just like can't get to the kitchen.
She just has like pink fuzzy handcuffs to her bed at night.
Nighty
like,
night.
Just a normal routine night. Thursday.
Oh, Also, in my research, I feel like you joke about night terrors or like night demons.
Oh, yeah. I have.
You fuck with night demons?
Oh, they fuck with me. I don't fuck with them.
Wait, can you explain sleep paralysis to me?
Yes. So you've never had, like, you've never woken up in the middle of the night? Like, okay, you go to sleep, and then, like, 7 minutes later. Dude, I fall asleep, like, very quick. Like, I'll be like, all right, I'll be, like, at the end of a story, and I'll be gone.
I feel like every guy does. Like, you'll be in bed about to cuddle. Like, you're still, like, getting in your position, you're moving your hair, and he's like, and you're like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Is that annoying as fuck? Is that annoying?
Well, I feel like it's more annoying if it's like, babe, I can't sleep. Like, I'd rather him be knocked the fuck out. And then I could, like, be on my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, guys fall asleep so fast. I feel like a lot of girls tell me, they're like, I need melatonin. I need the moon to be in a certain angle. I need,
what's wrong with you guys? You know, why can't you sleep? But all during the day, all you're doing and talking about is going to sleep.
Yeah.
And then when it's time.
You just described my entire life. That's my existence.
Low key.
So seven minutes in, what goes down?
All right. So you wake up and your body's completely frozen. Has this ever happened to you when you're sleeping?
I feel like in a dream I felt frozen.
Okay. Well, this is real fucking life. Like, so you're in like a sleep state where your eyes are open and nothing else. Everything else is paralyzed because that's like how sleeping works. You know what I mean? But your eyes are open. And this happened to me a lot when I was in college because, I don't know, we just lived in like a weird house and this happened to me like every single night. So I'd wake up, my body would be frozen, and I'd be like, oh, fuck. And every time that happens, no matter what, 100% all the time, there's a fucked up like thing in your room. Doesn't matter. And it happens there's never been one time it hasn't happened. It's been a clown. It's been a fucked up, like, monster-looking thing right next to my... Like, it's always the weirdest thing. And it happens every single time. It's a fact.
How long does it last?
It lasts until, like, you snap out of it. And I've had sleep paralysis so many times, I, like, know how to get out of it in some secret, like, messed up way. Like, I've had sleep paralysis so many times, when I, like, do it and I see that, like, weird-looking clown thing, I kind of, like, roll my eyes. I'm like, bro, what? Like, I'm so over it. Like, I'm not scared. I'm just like, what do you
want? So the way you deal with it is by not, like, it's almost like if you get more tense, you get more stuck.
Right. And in the beginning,
when I... It's like smoking weed, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't fight the high. I fight the high. I'm like, I don't like it.
I fight the high and I'm like, oh my God, I'm never gonna.
I'm like, I'm
dumb.
I can't speak. I'm too high. How do I get unhigh? Like, and everyone's like, you can't. And I'm like,
I'm gonna be like this forever.
Yeah. That's what happens to me. I go, I'm stuck like this. I can't form a fucking sentence. And everyone's like, this is fun. I'm like, I can't remember the beginning of this sentence.
Every time.
Oh my God, I'm the worst. I can't smoke weed. I can't. You know, people think I do because I giggle a lot and I eat a lot. They're like, have a hit. And I'm like, I don't want to ruin the party.
Oh, shit.
So you basically tell yourself that you're like, I'm not scared of this scary clown.
Yeah, because I've had it like, you know, almost 1,000 times. And by now I'm just like, you're not going to do anything to me. Just let me know when this is over because holy shit. Like,
you ever talk to a doctor about it or someone to be like,
no,
what to do about it?
I've just kind of researched it on the internet. And I'm like, okay, cool. So nothing happens. All right. It always happens if I sleep on my back. Like when I sleep on my back, I snore loud as fuck. And that probably has to do with like every other thing that's wrong with me. Like, dude, my
snoring.
And
you're just like, it's like a mating call for clowns. They're like, he's ready for us. He's ready.
Here we come in our clown car down the fucking road.
Beep, beep. But yeah. I'm a stomach sleeper. Like, I'm more fucked up.
How? Do you sleep with your leg, like, out? Like, do you sleep like this?
Yeah. Okay, that's... No. Okay, I start with my leg straight. And then once you're like, I need to release my hip a little.
You open that
leg up. Bah! And you're just like, ah! And it's open and free. But the problem is, you can't sleep with a pillow because you're on your belly. I just said belly. You're in your little belly. And then your neck will get like stiff. So I don't sleep off
pillows either, really.
I don't fuck with pillows. And I'll sleep off.
I might sleep with like a corner of a pillow. But like,
yeah, I could do a little, but I'll sleep with half my head off the bed so I can like get a full air. So when you sleep with me, I'm in the like I'm halfway off the bed and I don't move. Like I'm the best person
to
sleep with.
You're the opposite of every girl ever.
I don't like every cuddling. Ever, like, don't touch me.
Every girl ever is like.
But this is the fucked up thing. If you sleep with me, my cat's sleeping too. So, but Butter's the one.
Cat, your cats fuck with you? Every cat I've ever seen just doesn't fuck with the owner of the house at all. Like, kind of sometimes. Your cats like you?
I'm her only reason for living. Like, she doesn't fuck with anyone but me. And that's the kind of loyalty I want in a relationship. If I put my arm out like this, she just curls. Okay, that leg, because my hip flexors are tight. When I open that up, I'm like, oh, but I don't start like that. I like to like earn it, you know? Anyway, a little too many details about my knee.
I have my clown call. That's your cat call. That. Yeah. Butter's nose,
also,
bitch.
Oh my God, I forgot. So Ben is really funny because he sits so fucking weird on things.
I can't believe like I'm not gargoyle. Doing that now.
Yeah, like, why do you sit, like, he'll sit on a, like, in school, did you do this? Like, a full chair, you'd have both your feet up on the chair.
Yeah, I always sat really weird. Like, in college, I always started to, like, I don't know what it was. Maybe, I think it's when I started to do yoga. Like, I just, I don't know why. But then I, like, in college, I sat really weird. And I had this black dude was my roommate. And he, like, he didn't want to make fun of the way I sat, but you know, black people always make everything sound so fucking cool. So he's like, "Yo, Benny." I was like, "What's up?" Like, as I was sitting all weird, he was like, "Yo, Benny." And I was like, "What's up?" He goes, "Cat." I was like, "Yeah." So ever since then, I was like, I sit like a cat, whatever. Like, every time I'm working on anything, I'm sitting exactly like a cat.
I was impressed, though. Like, you're on a bar stool, like a tiny bar stool, and you're, what, 6 feet, whatever. And you're putting your whole body on this tiny bar stool. I could barely sit like this. I could barely sit like this.
It hurts. You did it, too. It's on podcast. I got proof. You could.
With high heels.
Yeah,
with high heels.
But I don't know why. It just feels good. Like, when you... It's that same feeling when you open your leg, like when you sleep on your stomach. It's the same. I'm just like, oh, thank God.
Hell yeah.
Like, sitting with
Hell
two feet on the ground, I just can't do it. I don't know what it is.
Okay. When was, this is a good one. When was the last time you experienced extreme wrath or anger?
Dude, I really try not to get mad because every time I get mad, it's just the most embarrassing thing. Like, I don't know how to get mad. Like, I always, like, fuck up. Like, everybody was so, like, playing sports, everybody was so mad at me my whole life. I'm just like, fuck that. The last time I was actually mad, damn. Dude, that's a good, I get mad at little things like that. Like, that car that just went by and honked.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get super pissed when there's, like, I'm on the phone. Like, the first time I'm ever, like, I'm on a phone call, it never happens. I'm never on the phone. And all of a sudden, 15 fire trucks will come by. I'm like, ah! Like, I get mad at shit like that. Like, I get mad at the wrong things. But, like, I couldn't imagine living in New York where you live. There's a fucking honk every 15 seconds. I'd be freaking out the whole entire day.
We live right in front of this, like, turn onto a bridge where there's a line for the bridge, but then a bunch of assholes always try to cut. So then everyone starts honking, and it's the fucking worst because it's all because of this fucking bridge and a bunch of assholes. But that's how New Yorkers, like, communicate. They're just like, how can I fuck someone up on the road with my road rage? And then there's people also trying to walk. It's a whole thing right outside my peaceful apartment. I'm really bad at getting angry too. Whenever I get mad, I just start crying. Like, if I'm really mad, I just start crying. And then no one takes your anger seriously because you're crying.
And then they're like, are you like, okay? What? You're like, I'm mad as fuck. Like, I'm not okay. I'm like, what
don't touch me.
About?
Don't touch me. But I feel like, yeah, I'm more of a sad than mad. When was the last time you were a sloth? Like, when was the last day you didn't even work out? Like, you just did nothing all day?
It was kind of recent. I think it might have been after. It was like 4th of July weekend. I went to Chicago and met some people, and I just got trashed off my ass. And the next day I couldn't even, like, I couldn't even listen to music on volume two. I was like, no, like everything was just like, fuck no. Everything was super like, I was annoyed, like, with the couch. I was like, you know? It was one of those, I didn't do anything, nothing. I hated everybody. It was, fuck, it was.
That's a problem with a hangover day, though. Like, it's not like you're enjoying resting. You're like, I'm just trying to survive this existence.
I had to work, and instead of being like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it in, I was just like, I'm not coming in. Like, there's no fucking chance in hell. Like, it's that bad. Like, I'm just,
and then
no.
Your mom was like, maybe if you worked harder and stopped not going to work.
That was all that was in my head. But that was probably the last time.
You
know,
I love your mom, because I found out your mom's this, like, tennis pro in Florida just living her best life. But then I also have empathy for you, because I know what having a tennis brain is like. Like,
what's tennis brain?
Tennis brain is just, you're like hyper competitive, you're a perfectionist, you are hard on yourself, you're probably hard on others. It's like it's a really difficult sport, and if you choose that as your sport, you're a masochist. Yeah, tennis players are fucking weird.
It's a whole country club.
It's like
mindset,
tennis brain,
huh?
Versus like football brain, where your brain is just mashed potatoes.
Yeah. So you can actually think. Okay, sounds good.
It's called having a brain. No,
if I could start over, I would play tennis. My mom always tried to get me to play tennis growing up, but I was that fuckhead kid that would always just try to hit the tennis ball out of the cage, like out as far as I could, like every
like,
time
home
we played
run.
Right,
home
right. Me and my mom try, like, she was like, okay, Benny, you want to play? Like, let's try to play. And it was like, I was in high school, and I was like, I'm actually going to fucking try to play. Like, I was ready to go. And, like, I just hit, like, she lofted one up to me, and I fucking hit it so hard back. And it hit her right in the boobs. And I will never fucking forget that. And I was just like, the face she made, I was like, okay, I'm going to go back outside. Like, that was just the last time I played actual tennis.
When you fucking hurt your mom in the heart.
Yeah, right in the fucking heart.
It's funny, she probably was just hitting you a ball and didn't think you were gonna rocket it.
Yeah. Oh,
but you have no control, so you went right towards her.
Of course.
Did your sisters play at all?
Yeah, my younger of the two sisters played tennis in high school and probably could have played in college, but she was like, nah, whatever.
Yeah, she wanted to have
probably,
a life.
She was okay. All, yes, yeah, pretty much. Okay.
This is the toughest question. When was the last time you let your pride or your ego get in the way of something?
God, these are real questions. What podcast is this?
Welcome to hell.
No shit. The last time...
I feel like guys always say, like, oh, wow, you're, like, asking questions. You get to fucking interview, brah. What the fuck do you think this was?
I should have prepped.
You prep by just reflecting on who you are in the mirror, just being like, what are you?
The last time I let my ego, oh my God, I feel like I'm in like a confession or something.
but it could be like,
help me out. What'd you say? It could be what?
Yeah, it could be like in business, in friendships, in relationships where you just got a little prideful.
I guess there is one thing I hate that I wish I could get back that I didn't do because I was like, I'm like, I have too much things going on. Like, I haven't been to any of my friends' bachelor parties because I'm like, I just can't. There's other things I'm doing. I just can't. Like,
that's me. I do that shit too. I'm
no,
like, I
like,
can't
I don't,
miss a couple days just getting drunk for what? For what?
That's
you found
it.
Love.
That's exactly it. Yeah, I know. Like, how much of a bitch am I?
And I'm not going to say, but if you guys get divorced in 3 years, I'm going to be fucked. I missed that weekend. I can't get that weekend back. And also, bachelor parties are like next level. Like, I get scared. Like, I don't even know what you guys do in those. Bachelorette parties, it's like dick straws.
Bachelor parties are just kind of like, okay, let's get trash, and then we're going to end up at the strip club. And I can't do strip clubs. I just don't. I don't know.
Why?
Can't do it. It's just kind of like the smell. It's not even what's going on inside. I'm just like,
there are
the
like two
smell.
Types of guys. Guys who like are obsessed with it, or guys that are just like, yeah, I never. It just wasn't my thing.
I've been a couple times just because it's like, oh, let's check it out, you know. And it's just not, I can't. It's the guy at the front desk for me, you know, I'm just like, he always has like a racing jacket on or something. He was like, this is the guy, like, fuck. It's kind of like that. Those little things for me. Like, it's not even the girls that are naked inside and what's happening in there. It's just like, oh. Like the door handle. I'm like, gross. I don't know if I can do this. Like,
I went once to a strip club when I was in sales with my like coworker. And these girls are dancing. It was like a weird place in Queens. Like, it wasn't like one of the nice places. And but these girls are dancing and I have like a dollar. And I was like, I feel like I'm disrespecting this girl to giving her a dollar. And they're like, she wants it. And I was like, it just feels disrespectful. And they were like, you're overthinking it. I was like, yeah, one, like, and then I guess another dollar. I'm like, I don't, throwing it on this girl, I think it's disrespectful. And they were like, this is what she wants. You're being disrespectful not paying her. And I was like, I don't, the throwing, I don't like it.
Maybe yeah, if I, like, it's a weird way. Like, can I just Venmo you? And I don't want to, how about, what's your Venmo? We'll just do that and we'll get out of here all safe and sound. You need a ride home? Like, all.
But yeah, bachelor parties are, there's also so much energy to be like, this needs to be the greatest night of Brad's last single life. No, and it's like, I can't give that, like, I can only give that energy like once a year.
That's and too much pressure.
I like that person enough. I don't think I'm going to have a bachelorette party. My friends are like, Madeline, I don't want to.
You know they're going to make you have one. And you know you're going to say, yeah. I mean,
I don't think, I mean, I went to Indianapolis last weekend and got fucked up. That was my bachelorette week.
That was it. That's the one. Yeah, I was your fucking bridesmaid.
You were my stripper. No, we just watched people. It was wild. We had a wild night. That's all I have to say. Anyway, what was the last time? Oh, okay. What was the last time you lusted over someone? And I know you have a girlfriend, but I want to know who's your like celebrity crush.
Dude, I have a weird thing with celebrity crushes on like how I have all these answers. I'm so sorry. I can't be like J-Lo, next question. Like, you know, it's just always like, I have a weird thing with celebrity crushes. Like, I know it's not going to happen for me, so I don't believe in celebrity crushes. I'm like, I'm never going to see that person. So I'm like, I block them out. I'm like, yeah, she's pretty, but like, I'm never going to see her my entire life. So I don't have a crush on her. It's always crushes on people that I'm like, you know, be able to do that. I'm going to be able to swing that one.
There's like every barista. You're like, that's, we're meant to be together. That fucking coffee was hit it the right way.
That's all it takes for me. You put a little flour in the foam on top of the coffee, like, I'll be at your Christmas, you know what I mean?
that's some Italian shit though, like some guy just gives you food that tastes good and you're like, he understands me. Exactly. He's there for me. That's how Italians show love. They don't actually say it. They just shove Parmesan in your face
and don't let you leave ever. Yeah.
So Ben, we've gone on a journey together.
Yeah.
What's up? I want to know, final question, what do you do to cope with your hell? So when you're in the dark, when you're going through a rough time, what advice would you give to the little devils listening on how to survive?
Little devils listening. Hell. This is something I really struggle with, is just talking to someone about what it is you're all fucked up about. Like, I just, when I'm like all messed up and in the dark and like, I don't know what I'm doing, all it takes is really just talking to someone about what I'm going through and they help me through it. But it's the part, like, I just can't like say the words to them. 'Cause I'm like, you don't care. I don't care to tell you. Like, I can't get past that barrier a lot. And when I do, like, it helps a ton. And I know that's like an actual answer, which is weird. Besides,
I was like, that was surprisingly eloquent.
You actually followed the rules. An hour in, thank God.
It only took an hour. No, but you're right. Like, sometimes you can't get perspective when you're so like spiraling, when you attach to the thought when you shouldn't have, and you're like in it, where like when you say it out loud to someone, they can give you that perspective you need, or you say it out loud and you're like, okay, this isn't that bad, or this is like, weird, but it's okay.
Exactly. I like struggle to say things out loud because it's the, I'm always upset about the dumbest things. I'm like, if I tell this person what I'm upset about, they're going to be like, that's it. Like, I get,
or like, you don't want people like worrying about you. Like, my therapist would be like, do you have any friends you would call about this? And I'm like, I'm not trying to ruin their day with some like dark shit that they don't, that I don't want to burden them with type of thing, yeah. You know?
My thing is like, I just don't know what to caption this video. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to burden them with that question. Are you serious? But like that, like, and kind of what we talked about earlier, like, you like, if I like do something active, that helps out a lot too. Cause I'll realize like, I'll work out or something. And I'll be like, I'm not shit. This isn't shit. I'm just going to go and deal with this myself. But like talking to somebody and then like doing some kind of physical activity usually helps me through it. And I think Hell that's yeah. a tough thing for guys to talk about. Guys don't talk about anything.
Yeah. Who do you talk to?
Nobody. You. I use my podcast for that a lot of the time. Like, cause I just talk to the wall for a fucking hour. Like, that's
you're
kinda,
actually
I just talk to
so
random.
Good at solo podcasts. Do you realize that? I mean, obviously you're stand up, but like your solo pod, like I space out in my solo pods, or I'll like be like, oh, it doesn't make sense. You flow, like you go.
I mean, I'll take some things out that don't make sense every now and then, but I've been doing it for like 100 weeks in a row. So if I'm not good at being psycho and talking to myself by now, forget it.
Well, you guys have to listen to my episode on the Espresso Pod. It's on his Patreon. So it's a special Patreon. VIP episode. Patreon. Ben, yep. Where can people follow you, listen to you, watch you, be a fan of you?
Can follow on Instagram, TikTok, all of it, YouTube, Patreon at Benedict Polizzi, BenedictPolizzi. Benny.
Why did we decide to go with Benedict when it's so many letters?
I don't. Yeah, it's a whole alphabet, isn't it? Benedict Polizzi. But I think I couldn't get Ben Polizzi on every single platform. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going government. Whole name. Let's ride.
Let's
that's
ride.
That's where we are. Benedict Polizzi is always available. So I'm like, bang. That's it.
Hell yeah. Well, this has been such a pleasure. I hope that you guys can see him live, do some stand-up, come see me live doing stand-up, hannahburner.com. Rate, yep. Subscribe, review, swipe up. I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you need to do to make me feel better about myself. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Peace.